Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. The website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Tuesday, the first day of March, 2022. This weather briefing won't take long because we have a very stable and dry weather pattern across South Central Texas. Surface high pressure continues to persist over the southern plains. Now that high and its clockwise wind motion around it will move east of the area, and already has started to, and as a result, winds are starting to become established more out of the south now across the area, and they will continue that way through the balance of the week and pretty much through next weekend. Now, that'll begin to return a little moisture, but the main thing it's going to do is allow temperatures to warm back up. I think temperatures well above seasonal averages late week into the weekend. We've got another cold front due in the area by next Monday morning. I expect that front, based on the latest guidance, to be through the Austin area in the I-35 corridor about 7, 8 o'clock Monday morning. In advance of that, enough moisture in place for late night and early morning low clouds as early as maybe even Friday morning, but certainly Friday night, Saturday morning, and Saturday night, Sunday morning, temperatures continue to rise. In fact, high temperatures above 80, I think, for the weekend in advance of that front. Other than the cloud cover around, increased clouds in the late night and early morning low clouds, not much change until Sunday. By Sunday night, that front will get close enough. It will begin to create atmospheric lift. We'll see a more unstable atmosphere as well. And, of course, the moisture will be back in place for some showers around, maybe a thunderstorm or two after midnight Sunday night and as the front slides through the area first thing Monday morning. It looks like these rain chances may linger a bit. The front will push to near the Texas coast by Tuesday, but even some rain chances may linger into Tuesday with temperatures a little bit cooler, cooling us back to seasonal averages for Monday and Tuesday of next week. Rainfall forecast from the National Weather Service, the Weather Prediction Center at College Park, Maryland, would suggest less than a quarter of an inch of rainfall over the next 7 days. And as we wrap today, a look back at the month of February here in Austin. Looks like a much cooler and a little wetter month than average. Out at Austin Bergstrom International Airport, which enjoys a period of record in their climate database back to the 1940s, early 40s, we're probably going to see February 2022 being the third coolest in the period of records. So that's pretty noticeable when you look back records all the way back to the early 1940s. The U.S. Air Force Base, Bergstrom Air Force Base back then at Camp Mabry with a much longer climate record back to the late 1890s. It looks like February 2022 will be about the 23rd coolest February in the period of record. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, first day of March 2022. I'll update my weather thoughts again audio-wise as well as the text forecast on the website. I'll do that on Wednesday morning. Have yourself a good Tuesday. Enjoy your sunshine.